Ingham County Board of Commissioners member Steve Dugan. Steve, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Why in the world would the Ingham County Fair director want to quit just some months before the fair?
Well, it's a few months before the fair. We're not talking about a fair that does, you know, that begins until the end of July. It typically runs more or less the first week of August. But, you know, it's still short notice for us, especially when he'd only been on the job for a few months. It came as a surprise to me, but I'd certainly learned of some frustration on his part about a week ago as he sat through some discussions on appointees to the fair board. And one of the frustrations that the fair board folks who have come from 4-H backgrounds and come from agricultural backgrounds has been to see that that many of the members of the Board of Commissioners have wanted to load the fair board up with folks who come from no agricultural tradition. And I think that some of that was a significant underlying reason for Mr. Buchan's departure.
Steve, I know a little bit about this. We've been doing this radio show for a little more than 2 years, but prior to that, I sold advertising for Fox 47, and one of my clients was the Ingham County Fair. And in the middle of that process, the director, the person who was in charge of the fair, she wasn't the number one person, but anyway, she ended up leaving the position. Through my experience in putting together advertising packages for them, there were power struggles. There were people on with different agendas, with different thoughts. There was almost an old school, new school way on how to run fairs and how to be modern and how to stay traditional. And I'm wondering if those challenges still remain with the Ingham County Fair and the people who lead that.
Well, I think so. And, you've got a board of commissioners that 16 folks. Of the 16, there's 10 of the 16 that, that really have no connection to the fair in terms of their constituency. And so, these folks who, principally represent parts of the urban areas of the county want to continue to appoint folks, out of their constituency that, may not have a connection with what the fair has been or what successful fairs are doing. What I think the benefit of Patrick Buchan's hiring was, is here's a guy who had been involved in a progression of agricultural fairs of different sorts. And I think that he understood the trends of where fairs that had been successful were going. And, we've had this, culture identity of, what do we want the urban, the Ingham County Fair to be? Do we want it to be, remain with its tradition that certainly has been successful for over 100 years? Or do we want to go ahead and try to make it into something like the festivals that work in North Lansing? And that's wonderful that the festivals can be successful in North Lansing, but is that the formula that needs to work for a county fair in Nason?
So what do you do now?
Well, we're certainly back to the drawing boards in terms of finding a successful candidate. And, that's the first priority. The hiring process was completed in mid or late November. We thought we had a person on board that we gave some flexibility in terms of his contract. He was not going to be directly an employee of county government. He was going to be working under a contract for his one-person corporation, and we were going to have a contract with the corporation that would hire him. That was going to give him some flexibility in doing other things in his life and give us some flexibility in terms of the total compensation and benefits package. So, we need to bring somebody on board, that's for sure. We've had a couple of transitions. I mean, this is my eighth year on the fair, and this is the fourth fair director that we've had in 8 years. So, we can't have that kind of ongoing instability in terms of the fair management. But, we've had a couple of transition times where we've brought in our assistant deputy controller, Jared Seifer, that I think is, a very good and competent employee who understands, the administrative structures that need to occur. But, and to his credit, I think was, able to, keep things going while we looked for successor persons. But you know, we're back to a advertising job to hire a good director. So if, you know, someone needs a job and has the kind of credentials we need, we're, you know, interested in hearing from those folks.
All right, Steve, before I let you go, we are going to lose a commissioner, and the redistricting process has been interesting, but there's some funky little patterns going on with that. Tell me about it.
Well, we're actually losing three. Mark Grebner, who's been on the Board of Commissioners for 30 years, is retiring from the Board of Commissioners. Andy Shore is leaving the Board of Commissioners in order to run for the state legislature. Dale Kopage is leaving the Board of Commissioners to run for the state legislature. But in the new map that was drawn up was going to reduce the number of seats from 16 to 14. But yes, Tony, you're absolutely correct. We have some very strange patterns. We have one commissioner district that is running on an angle, a 45-degree angle from the southwest corner of the city of Lansing up into the, you know, kind of the heart of South Lansing, you know, that is, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense. We have another urban district that is 1 mile wide and 6 miles up and down that doesn't make much sense in the urban district.
All right, well, Steve, this is going to be a topic we're going to dive into more. I got to get to a hard news break. We appreciate you greatly. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tony.